Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
On the spot, Tuesday, in the building now.
Welcome to North Star Talk on the spot Tuesday. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. Shouts out to my co-host, Charlie B. Moore. But as we know, on Tuesday night, get to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? On the spot Tuesday. So we're going to make it happen tonight, right? So tonight, we're going to deal with the power right now. The power of right now. What is this important about right now? How powerful is right now in your life? When we deal with right now, we must understand that we made it through yesterday. And we must focus on the right now and enjoy the moment and live out the moment, because tomorrow is not promised. But what happens in the right now? The power right now. Power is the ability to act or do, the strength, or to be able. In the moment, you have the ability to live, carry yourself, manifest, and produce things right now in your life. Now is at the present time. Right is direct, proper, and fitting. Right now is the proper time. It's the direct moment in time by which we can operate. Yet, so many people focus on the past or what is called history. There is nothing wrong with looking back over history, but studying history. It's not right to look back in history to constantly relive it. The past or history only benefits if we learn from it. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad stated, out of all of our studies, history is best qualified to reward all research. See, today is built on yesterday, and tomorrow is built on today. But we cannot get caught up in yesterday or daydreaming about tomorrow, where we lose focus of today or right now. When you see that you have got problems, all you have to do is examine the historic method used all over the world by others who have had problems similar to yours. See? How did they get their straight? How did they overcome their problems? How did they get through their situations and their circumstances? Then you will know how to get yours straight, get through your situation and circumstance in the now. The power of now is being able to study your past, study your history, study what not only you've been through, but other people been through. I'm going to give you an example. Right? If you're going through something in your relationship, and you know somebody else went through it, why wouldn't you study what they did to either get their relationship right or to get out of that relationship because you already know how it's going to end. When you study something or you in school or whatever you're doing in your life, if you study what took place in the past, you know right now, if I do it this way, then I can pass. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can just take and build on the wheel. Add what needs to be added on to benefit us right now. Being here allow us the ability to get things right that we didn't get right yesterday. But we must be able right now to have the power or the ability to make changes to who we are and to our life. Right now, the best power that we have to create a better tomorrow is our ability to think, the power to think. Thinking has become a disease. Disease happens when things get out of balance. We can't seem to get it right because we're not thinking properly. Or we fail to study, research, and investigate that which can help us think properly in our life or the gain of balance. We have 14 billion brain cells, all created to think right. Thoughts are moving within the brain cells at an average of 24 billion miles per second in a certain direction. Yet, when we start thinking negative, lying to ourselves about who we are, how our life is going, every time a lie is put into the mind, either by self or others, we send the energy of thought in the opposite direction. If it's the same when we keep looking back at the past, we start reliving our past pain as if it's happening in the now, in the present. So we become sad, we become depressed, we become bitter. When we're living, supposed to be living in the now, and we look into the past, we lose hope of the future. We lose hope of tomorrow. And we start thinking, I can't make it. We start giving up. We start giving out. We start quitting on ourselves. And so when we think that way, when our mindset is in that, then we see no way out. To illustrate this point, think of a car that we slam into reverse as we are driving forward repeatedly. What would be the result of such action? A ruined transmission. Once a transmission is ruined, it is impossible to shift gears in order to accelerate to desired speed. We are the vehicle of God, born to go from being sperm into being a reflection of God. Lies were inserted in our brains, into our thinking, and as a result, we have a destroyed mental transmission, the ability to transmit a thought into a word, the ability to transmit a thought into an action, the ability to take what is on our brain and make it material reality. Transmissions destroyed by constantly slamming into reverse. And when we are thinking and looking back into our past pain, our past hurt, or we keep going back and hanging and dealing with the same people that hurt us, that caused us confusion, that didn't have our best interest, all this causes an effect like slamming. Living in the now, the power right now. In the Bible, there's a story about Lot and his wife. where God was came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and they Lot and his wife and family was told to leave and to not look back. Leave and not look back. But as the story goes, according to the Bible, Lot's wife, she looked back. And it says she became as a pillar of salt. A pillar of salt or salt is bitter. So now here she is looking back. Why? Because she's thinking that she might be missing something. She's thinking life might have been better back then. There's something in the past that she's trying to hold on to. And she becomes bitter. How many of us do that on a daily basis? How many of us cannot focus on getting things right today in our life, doing things properly in our life today, living in the now, because we are bitter? We can't move forward until and properly plan for tomorrow. Because we are bitter, because we've been hurt, because we just can't get over what happened to us yesterday. You're listening to North Star Talk on the Spot Tuesday. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. If you're listening by computer and you want to participate, follow us and log on to the chat room and leave a statement or a comment, and we'll get it on the air. Or you can call the call-in number. The call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And you can listen by phone and also participate by phone. If you're listening by phone and you want to participate, all you got to do is press 1, and then to show me your hand is up, we'll bring you on the air. And you can... we'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and when we bring you on, you give us your name, you can make a statement, ask a question, and you can participate on the show. Tonight's topic, the power of right now. So many people right now in their life can't move forward because they're spending so much time today living in pain, living in stressful situations, going through stressful things, worrying about tomorrow or facing tomorrow. So they cannot enjoy the moment or live in the right now. I was taught to focus right now. Why? Because yesterday doesn't exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is right now. If you are listening to this show, You know for certain that right now you are alive and you are listening to this show. Yesterday doesn't exist and tomorrow doesn't exist. Yesterday is a memory. Everything that took place yesterday is a memory. And everything you're thinking about taking place tomorrow is your imagination. You imagine it. You don't know for certain if you're going to be here. I don't know for certain if I'm going to be here. So we imagine and we plan for tomorrow with hope that we will be here tomorrow. But right now, tomorrow don't exist. Yesterday don't exist. Why not live in the moment and take time in the moment to create or plan? If I'm here tomorrow, I'm going to do such and such and such. I'm going to be happier tomorrow. I'm going to carry myself this way tomorrow. Life is going to be better for me tomorrow. And if we wake up tomorrow, then we know how to carry on. But tomorrow is built on right now. Tomorrow is built on today. Whatever happened in your life today that you didn't agree with, study it today, right now, before you lay down tonight. Take notes on how to make the proper changes. How do I make the proper changes to who I am? What did I do wrong today? What mistakes did I do wrong today, right now? The power of right now is being able to make a conscious decision to make the proper changes to who you are and to your life. See, God places the right people or person in your life right now, but if you're so focused on problems, if you're so focused on what wasn't right yesterday, or who didn't do what yesterday, and why things wasn't right yesterday, you won't see who God is placing in your life for you. You can't see God working in your life and placing the right people or person in your life that's going to help you grow and develop into that which you're supposed to be tomorrow. But it's only going to take place if you have an understanding. Or you can't keep looking back in the past and living in the past. You got to focus on where you're at right now to properly prepare yourself for tomorrow. Because you might be blessed to wake up tomorrow. Why wake up tomorrow and be stressing about what happened today? Or what stressing about where you want to be or can't be because you didn't properly prepare today? Right now, you have the opportunity before you lay down to jot down notes, to reevaluate your life, to properly plan and prepare for being blessed to wake up tomorrow instead of stressing, going through. What it look like right now, you're worrying about something that ain't even happened yet. Because that's what worrying is. Worrying is when you get in your mind the worst things that can happen or take place in your life, and you respond to it like it's already happening. You stressing out, you stress, there's tension. You can't even enjoy the right now. You can't even enjoy the moment because you're worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow. But if you just take that moment in time to think, remember, thoughts are moving within the brain cell at the average of 24 billion miles per second. So every moment that you are thinking, you are capping, you are sending out frequencies into the universe. So you are sending out energy into the universe. And the universe is responding to your thoughts. So in the scriptures it says, as a person or as a man thinketh in his heart, the root of his thinking, that which he focuses on the most, that which he's focused on the most, so shall be. If you focus, you can't find a good woman, you will never find a good woman. If you focus on, you can't find a good man, you won't find a good man. Or you won't even recognize a good woman when she's in front of you. You can't recognize a good man when he's in front of you because you focus on not being able to find him. Because of what somebody else, some woman did in your past, or what some man did in your past, you so caught up into that and focusing on that that you can't even imagine waking up tomorrow, or you didn't see today, damn, somebody really care about me. Man, that girl really loves me. Damn, that man really loves me. Maybe this is the one God is placing before me. You can't see that. You don't understand that. Why? Because you're still focusing on your past pain. You're still focusing on what somebody did to you yesterday. Yesterday, so far away, right? Just focus on yesterday. Instead of living right now, focus on the power right now. I see we don't have anyone in the chat room. We don't have anyone responding in the chat room. But when we're dealing with right now and the power of right now, we must understand proper preparation. And where does proper preparation for tomorrow start? It starts within our ability to think. And we must think right. And we must think positive and create an energy that will help attract to us that which we need, that which we want, and that which we desire. See, oftentimes we focus on that which we don't want. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't want that. I don't. And you're focusing on what you don't want, and that very thing you don't want, you attract to you. Instead of living in the now and understanding the power right now, you have the ability to say, this is what I want. This is who I am. This is what I need. This is what I'm going to have. And then put in the proper work. Work is energy in motion. You're moving. Time is motion. You can't have time without motion. So right now is the time to move, not only physically, but in your ability to think, meaning motivate yourself. Encourage yourself, inspire yourself to get that which you desire, that which you want. And don't focus on how to get it, just focus on the results. See yourself with it, understand that you have it, but understand that there's a process. And you must trust the process. And if you're able to trust the process and understand that which you desire, that which you want right now can be manifest tomorrow or the next day or the day after. But if we don't understand the power right now, we'll keep looking back and saying, well, I can't get it because when I was little, this happened. I can't get it now because when I was with such and such and such, I can't get it right now because this is what happened to me. And you keep focusing on yesterday. And when you look back and you focus on yesterday and what didn't work yesterday, just because it didn't work yesterday doesn't mean it's not going to work today. You might have tried to work it out with the wrong person or people yesterday. But if you keep focusing on that, you can't see the right people in your life. You can't see God working in your life because you're giving all the damn credit to the devil. You know, the devil is so busy. The devil is busy, child. You give more power and energy to the devil. I did a live in the North Star Talk group, and I spoke on Job. From the Bible, according to the Bible with Job, that the sons of God came to present themselves, and Satan came also. So God asked Satan, "Where are you coming from, Satan?" He said, Satan said, "I'm coming from traveling to and fro in the earth to see all that I could devour." And God asked him, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Satan wasn't even thinking about Job. He wasn't even focused on Job. God pointed out and asked him, "Have you considered myself Job?" Huh? When I was going through my situation and circumstances, I kept saying, "I'm Job." When I was sleeping in a homeless shelter, I'm thinking, "Job." I'm studying the history according to the Bible. I'm studying the story, his story. But in my studying his story, I'm saying to myself, "My latter days will be greater than my past. I'm going to be blessed. Everything's going to go my way. I got this." I'm laying in a bunk bed with a whole lot of homeless men around me, and I'm laughing and I'm joking with them, and I'm making them laugh. Why? Because I'm not focusing on what I'm going through. I'm focused on where I want to be. I'm focusing on what I desire. I'm focused on who I want in my life. Everybody that is in my life right now is there for a purpose. And that doesn't mean that they are not going to make mistakes in my life. Because they're being in my life, just like Satan came into Job's life. Satan was serving a divine purpose by God. So there are people that are going to be in your life that are going to do things that you don't agree with or you don't like, but that's to test you, to test your whole fiber, to test your whole being. Can you rise above emotion and to the thinking of God? Can you overcome this? So there are people in your life to help test you. But there are also people in your life to help bring comfort, to help guide you, to be there for you. But if you're focusing only on the people that's fucked up in your life, you will never see the people God placed in for you that's for you. I often say we focus so much on our haters that we can't see our lovers. What if God tests you and give you a test that at the end of the test, he puts your prize, he puts your reward there, but you so still focused on the test that you can't even see he's rewarding you. I posted one time on Facebook that a woman, she prayed for a good man. She desired a good man. She wanted a good man, and she prayed, and she prayed for a good man. And so she see two men. And the man she smiled at, that was her type of man, smiled back at her. She started dating her type of man. And in her dating her type of man, he started mistreating her. He started lying to her, started cheating on her, started verbally abusing her. And she went one day in the room crying. Oh, God, God, I pray for a good man, and this is what you blessed me with? Or you, this is what you gave me? Why, God? Why would you give me this man? And I prayed for a good man. And she heard a voice from within her, God speaking. And he said, no, the other man is what, who I have for you, but you chose your type of man. See, your type of man or your type of woman might not be the man or the woman God has for you. And you keep saying, I keep getting the same man, type of man over and over and over. Why I keep ending up with the same man over and over and over, or the same man just in a different body? Why I keep getting the same type of woman over and over and over? Why I keep getting the same type of woman in a different body over and over and over? Why? Because you haven't studied your past. You haven't studied your history. You haven't studied your situations and circumstances yesterday. So right now, you keep going through the same shit over and over again because you fail to learn the history. You fail to study the history. You fail to do your proper research and investigation. So the power right now is you have the opportunity to get it right. You got the opportunity to reevaluate who you are, realign who you are. So just in case you make it till tomorrow, you'll be properly prepared. Just in case you wake up in the morning, you are not stressed out about yesterday. Why get up tomorrow worrying about yesterday's problem when you can get up tomorrow focusing on the next day, living in the moment? When you get up in the morning, you are in your right now. As soon as you open up your eyes, you have the ability, the power of right now. Yes, you can discuss yesterday. Yes, you can revisit yesterday with people. But you revisit it. Why? Because I'm trying to figure it out, so I won't do it again. Those who fail to study their past or study history are doomed to repeat it. So yesterday was for you to study so you could get it right now, today. We have to get it right. You have the power and the force. You have the ability to make your life better today, right now. I look in the mirror and I talk to me and I tell myself, your mic the day of your day. If things you want don't happen today, maybe tomorrow. Look forward to being here tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, the next day. Oh, sit up. Damn. If anybody know me that's listening, I'm one of the most talked about people among the people I know. But they constantly talking negative. Huh? And yeah, it hurts. But the more they talk, the more I'm willing to show and prove I'm not who they say I am. And in the words of Kanye West, everything they say I'm not, what makes me what I am. See, one of the greatest things about living is when you got haters or people that talk about you, if they're talking about you and there's lies, then live your truth. But if they're talking about you and they are correct, you make the changes to who you are. And you have the opportunity right now to do that. The power of right now is you listening to this show. Think about who you are right now and who you want to be when you wake up in the morning. I'm not even going to say if you wake up in the morning, but when you wake up in the morning. What will be your first thought of who you are? Not what everybody else wants you to be. Anybody that know me, that deal with me, when I talk to them, when I inbox them, when I text them, I tell them, I believe in you. Because I want everybody in my life to understand how valuable they are. And I see the value in them. How do I know they're valuable? How do I know their worth? Because that's how I see me. And so I try to motivate and encourage people around me to be as great as I desire to be as great as I want to be. And you can't be around me and I watch you suffer. I watch you go through. Because I want you as great as I see you. When I live in my now, I live in my now trying to determine how do I become a better me to be a better example for everyone around me. So I love me hard. You know, I hear people say, I love hard. He loves hard or she loves hard. They love everybody hard except themselves. But the greatest love you can have, the love of self. And the greatest reality is to want for your brother what you want for yourself, to want for your sister what you want for yourself. But this is an ongoing process. I do this every day. I determine how to make me a better me to inspire somebody else to be a better them. The power of right now gives you the ability to be a better you. You have the power to do that. You have the power to make the proper changes in your life into who you are. The worst thing I hear from people is you gotta die from something. That's because they want to constantly hold on to habits. Bad habits. The worst thing I ever heard a woman say, you got to accept me for my flaws and all. I don't even accept me for my flaws and all. I'm constantly trying to make me better in that day, in that moment of time. And I want everybody around me to work to make themselves better. I was telling somebody today, I don't want a woman in my life who wants to do everything to make me happy. I don't want a woman in my life who's going to make changes based on trying to make me happy. I want a woman in my life who's doing everything in her power to make herself happy, to do everything in her power to make the proper changes for herself, because if she's doing it for herself, damn it, I benefit from it. You're growing and developing those around you that you love and you care about will benefit from that. If you're around a liar, don't you get lied to? If you're around a thief, don't they steal from you? If you're around somebody that loves themselves and constantly trying to grow and develop into a better person, then it benefits you as well. This is how I operate every day. This is how, when I look in the mirror and I talk to me, Mike, I love you, man. Beautiful brother, I love you. I don't care what nobody else say. I know what you mean to me, Mike. So I know if you mean that to me, Mike, when you operate among the people, somebody going to say you mean something to them. You listening to Nonstop Talk, Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening by phone and you want to participate, press 1. Press 1, and I'll bring you on the line, and you can join into the conversation. If you're listening by the chat room, you can leave a statement or a comment. I got somebody with their hand up, and I read it. Caller, your last four is 1151. 1151, welcome to the show.
Yep, peace. How you doing?
Peace. I'm doing great. And yourself?
Doing well. Good topic. What are you talking about? The law of attraction? Because that's what it sounds like. Because really people attract.
Can I get a name so I won't have to call you by your last four digits?
I'm sorry, Angela. I am sorry. It's Angela.
Okay, how you doing, Angela? I don't want the call to be like, call the 1-1. The topic was actually the power of right now.
Oh, okay.
The power of right now. And I don't know what time you came on, but you can go back and listen to the beginning of the show and catch up to where you came on. And I talked about how so many people live in the past. And they're hurt by their past till they can't live in the moment or the right now. That makes sense. Let me say this here before, because those who are listening by our chat room, we got about a minute left for online. Please call 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And you can listen by phone, and because we're going to go off the air online, but we'll still be on the air online, and we got 60 seconds. Please call 657-383-1423. If you're listening online, it's 657-383-1423, and continue listening to us, and we're going to go to 10 o'clock. So call in and listen by phone. But if you're not able to do it or you don't desire to do it, you can come back and listen to the archives to catch the rest of the show. But I want to thank you for listening by computer, all right? So, Andrew, sorry about that, but...
No problem.
Yeah, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just saying that when I did come on, that's what it sounded like, similar things, because people attract that energy to you. If it's positive, you know, if it's negative, that's the energy you attract. You know, sometimes people attract people to them because that's who they are. So that's who they're attracting to them, and they don't understand it, that why is that person like that? Really, if they dig deep enough inside themselves, the person that they're looking at is really who they are. And
right, because we all are a reflection of each other.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
But as far as reflecting on the past, it's okay. I mean, I know everybody knows the story about, you know, as you're driving, you can't drive and constantly look back. But it's okay to look back every now and then. You can reflect on it, but you're not supposed to relive it over and over again when you're talking about the past.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be living in it now. And it's okay to look forward to the future. It's nothing wrong
right.
with that. You can't just stop it now. Oh, I'm just going to do it today and not thinking about tomorrow. Because that means that you just
right.
cut off everything else in your life.
Right.
Or anything
right.
that could come your way.
Right. And I said earlier in the show that today is built off of yesterday. And tomorrow is built
uh-huh.
off of today.
Uh-huh.
See? But if we're looking in the past to live in it and looking towards tomorrow, the future, just to daydream about it, then we have a problem. See?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because the power of right now is while we're on the phone right now, and everybody that's on the phone right now, that's the only thing that exists. Yesterday doesn't exist. And tomorrow doesn't exist. Why? Because yesterday is a memory, and tomorrow is our imagination. We can only imagine of being here. So once we imagine or get an ideal or a thought of being here tomorrow, we still right now in the moment, we can properly prepare for tomorrow and
That's
study
right.
our past or study yesterday to see what we got wrong or the mistakes we made. Even
uh-huh.
see history. It's approximately 9:47 while I'm at. History was this morning. History was 12 o'clock noon. That's
uh-huh.
still history. What happened today
uh-huh.
in your life that you made a mistake that you can get it right today, right?
That's right.
So the power right now is to be able to think where you was
uh-huh.
and think about where you want to be.
Right.
And as you say, the law of attraction is you attract to you what you think about the most.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see if we got any more. Any callers that's online that you want to participate, we got a few more minutes on the show. Press 1 and then bring you on the line. Okay. But indeed, and that's reality. That's reality.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people look back in the past and they start reliving it, and they get caught up in the
yeah.
past, so they start feeling the pains of the past.
Right.
And they can't grow.
Right.
So what you think about that?
Well, I think people don't know how to. A lot of people, like, excuse me, you can use this. Like so a child that was abused as a child, you know, and then they lived their whole life, and then now they're in their 50s, and they're still talking about what happened to them when they were 6 and 7. I mean, it was awful, but to keep thinking of that 50-some years later is not ever cleansing yourself and being a new person. That was, I think that was somebody different, you know, when you're affected that bad by something. But when they keep reliving it and keep bringing it up years and decades later, you know, I think that's just
right.
too much. That's not being able to heal from it. you know, at some point in life, you got to know when to let go, because some things you just can't correct, or you can't change it, you know, so you just got to take it for what it was and keep moving on.
Right. Right.
And
let me say this, because you can have a lot of people that suffer from traumatic experiences that might have those memories come back up based on triggers, right? But what they have to do to not fall into a depression or anything, they have to learn coping skills.
And I agree with
that.
How
to cope, but not live back there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Indeed. So we have to look at that. And maybe I need to do a show and contact some people that I know that deal in psychology and therapy, and do a show dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. Because a lot of people only think post-traumatic stress disorder is based on the military.
War, right.
And it's not that. There's non-combative post-traumatic stress. And so I'm jotting a note down as we speak, living in the now, to do a show based on PTSD. So I'm trying to set it up for Thursday if I can get a couple of therapists to come on the show. All right?
Okay, that'll be great.
So So I'm getting ready to close the show out. I want to thank you for calling in and participating.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. All right.
This is
North Star Talk. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. I want to thank those who called in and listened by phone, and those who participated, those who listened by computer. I want to thank you. We'll be back here Thursday night. So tune in Thursday night as we make it happen.
Because fire to die to die to your mind.
With my dreams, I exhibit it in my patterns. I'm consistent. Running back if you ever miss it. Keep it clean, but so far that it feels explicit. Listen, stay shining. My light forever beams, body and beams, and everything between. So respect the queens and queens. I wanna see, and I do all of this in the voice that I've seen. I can't pretend to be anything I am not. I came to leave a mark, and I will be the brightest spot. I will do it till the day I'm in my grave inside your rock. Cause I love it, and I feel like it's the only thing I've got. It's the one thing. You're arrogant, smacking your grind. See, when I'm rocking, I'm fine. It's the time in between that really kills me. This is what I do, can you feel me? See, this is music from my soul, it's the real me. If you wanna steal my flow, you gotta steal me. And even then, I'ma still be shining. Locked in the basement, rhyming. Banging on the wall, so my cap doors can keep the perfect timing. Team DY on the other side, grinding. Keep
sound when I focus, notice it's just noise. These rappers just toys. Let's pick it up, that weak shit.